On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 28, Johannesburg 26 grade en Bombela 23.
In the traffic, Pretoria on the R21, as jy van Fontaine se kant af terug Monument Park toe kom, there's an accident there, the N1 through Linwood Road, both directions is slow, and a crash in Midrand, just north of Allendale, heading up towards New Road.
Joe Mann, your sport headlines, India 36 for 2 after 6 overs after being put into bat by the Proteas, and Xabi Alonso under pressure, but upbeat as Real prepare for City.
Die ANC se nasionale voorsitter Gwede Mantashe het vandag by die ANC se nasionale algemene raadsvergadering sy toekomsplanne met Jacaranda Newswatch gedeel. Dis nou op die kantlyn van die verrigtinge en hy sê hy is vasbeslote om nie mee te ding as leier van die ANC in die 2027 nasionale konferensie nie.
I can tell you I'm not going to be available. I'm old. I'm more than 70 years, so I'm a retiree.
En wat volgende jaar se plaaslike verkiesings betref, meen hy die belangrikste ding wat moet gebeur is dat die party vertroue herwin. En nadat miljoene rand se dwelmmiddels gister in Makapan stad in Noordwes ontdek is, het die woordvoerder vir die munisipaliteit, Motupi Malibie, beklemtoon dat hulle gaan aanhou om saam met die wetstoepassingsowerheid te werk, veral om veiliger woongebiede te verseker. Indien jy die storie gemis het, hier is Malibie met 'n opsomming.
The successful operation conducted by the Hawks Serious Organized Crime Investigation Team alongside Counter Narcotics and Gangs Western Cape uncovered a Mandrax manufacturing laboratory on a small holding in Thule, northwest of Maubane.
En die voorsitter vir die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Vigsraad, Solien Duku, sê die uitslaaf wat in die stigma-indeks vervat word, sal die raad se werk versterk. Het bevat onder meer verskeie veldtogte om stigma om die siekte te verminder.
The findings we are launching today will help shape national HIV policies that respond to the real needs, guide targeted interventions that seek to address the root causes of stigma and discrimination.
En anders, die Ekurhuleni munisipaliteit sê vullisverwydering in Kempton Park en Tembisa gaan weer na 3 weke hervat word. Die onderbreking in dienslewering word toegeskryf aan 'n voortsleepende dispuut tussen die munisipaliteit en die relevante diensteverskaffer, die ANR vir omgewingshulpbronne en vullisbestuur is Leshaka Manamela.
The areas that were supposed to be collected yesterday, the 8th of December, which was Monday, they will be collected today, along with the areas that were scheduled to be collected today, Tuesday, the 9th. They will be collected simultaneously.
En die klok het 2 uur terug middernag geslaan in Australië en dit beteken net een ding. Kinders onder die ouderdom van 16 mag amptelik nie meer toegang hê tot sosiale media platforms nie. Toepassings en webtuistes wat nie gehoor gee aan relevante regulasies nie sal in die omgewing van 560 miljoen rand beboet word. Die eerste minister, Anthony Albanese, het 'n videoboodskap met kinders gedeel.
You'll know better than anyone what it's like growing up with algorithms, endless speeds and the pressure that can come with that.
So wat dink hy moet tieners nou doen?
Start a new sport, learn a new instrument, or read that book that has been sitting there on your shelf for some time. And importantly, spend quality time with your friends and your family, face to face.
Ek is Marlene Forshedi, die dag se ander groot stories is op jackrandfm.com, meer nuus om 5.